702. The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's go to Parliament now, where Parliament's Section 194 impeachment inquiry into the fitness of suspended public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane to hold office resuming today. Lindsay Dantlinger, EWN parliamentary reporter, joining us. Lindsay, good afternoon. What has happened today in the impeachment inquiry?
Good afternoon, Mandy. I apologize. It is very noisy where I am. I tried to move away from the inquiry and then walked myself into workmen working around the building.
But, no problem. At least they are fixing things. That's great.
They are fixing things, but I think they're not quite used to proceedings happening here, so it gets a bit noisy. So, Mandy, we have the first witness on the public protector's witness list testifying. You'll recall that there was a bit of a false start in her testifying in December, and she is the Zambian public protector, Caroline Zulu Sikoni. She's been the public protector in Zambia for almost two decades, Mandy. It doesn't appear that they have a prescribed tenure on their public protector like we do here in South Africa. And essentially, she is being questioned about international organizations, and if we can call it the ombudsmanship of the world, really, and how best practice really works. Dali Mpofu, who represents Mkhwebane, seemed to be pitting her against the testimony of the first witness in this inquiry, which was Mr. Hassan Ibrahim, a constitutional lawyer, and saying that this, quote, was a real expert before this inquiry to talk to matters of how public protector and ombudsman's offices should operate.
Now, there has been some consternation from those who were named as potential witnesses to be called from the public protector or by the public protector. What has happened in terms of that?
There has been no mention made of those matters, Mandy, since that meeting last week. I suspect it might come up in other business maybe later today or tomorrow, because Dali Mpofu has indicated to the committee that he wants to deal with some housekeeping matters. And so what we know is that the Speaker has agreed to subpoena Thuli Madonsela and an investigator in the Public Protector's Office. Contrary to some reports, it's not true that Kevin Malunga, the former Deputy Public Protector, is being subpoenaed. Rather, there was a discussion last week about whether he should be forced to come to this committee because he has previously refused. So those are two witnesses that we know for sure that have been subpoenaed. But as to any developments as to whether they've communicated with Parliament about receiving those subpoenas, whether they have indeed done or already received them, that is unclear. And we should probably hear about that, if not till today, possibly tomorrow, as to where that process is. But we know that this particular witness, Dali Mpofu, has indicated to the inquiry, will be here at least for 2 days. So it's not expected that we'll move down that witness list very quickly this week.
Lindsay, thank you so much. Lindsay Dendinger, EWN parliamentary reporter, giving us an update on Busisiwe Mkhwebane's Section 194 impeachment inquiry.